Live. You bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site. They're free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we're going to get to you and your thoughts here in a moment. By the way, coming up, North Korea news. And normally the news out of North Korea is not good.
Bad or strange.
Yeah.
Or both.
Frightening, perhaps.
They found those unicorns that one time. That was pretty awesome.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The unicorn den was the tomb of some great emperor or something like that.
They found unicorns in North Korea?
Well, yeah, they said they did.
Oh, they don't have evidence. You're saying they don't have evidence.
But they're North Korea. They don't have to provide you with evidence.
This is the first I've heard of this claim.
This is the seat of the kingdom of the universe or whatever.
The unicorn lair.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't kid.
There's shocking news. There's shocking news about North Korea, and I can share that with you in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Marianne. She's listening in North Carolina to the Genesis Communications Network's live streams. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, this doesn't sound like Marianne.
Marianne?
Yeah.
Is an elderly lady.
Oh, okay.
She gave me the phone and asked me to speak to you on her behalf.
Who is this?
She says she's cold. I'm her attorney. She says she's cold, and she wants to tell you about...
Cold in North Carolina? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with
you? You interrupted
please.
Him. She's cold in what?
Please. Here she is.
Okay, good, because if this was Hank, we can't have more than one call per night from the same person. Or Harv, I'm sorry. Huh?
Hello?
Hello? Marianne?
Yes, I was just wanting to talk about...
What do you want to talk about, Marianne?
The world is getting worse and worse.
The world is getting worse?
Yes.
Okay, tell me why.
We made it. Well, not necessarily me or you, but...
Okay. Why? What is it about the world that is concerning you? Because I agree, there are some things that are worse than before, but
some things are a lot better.
I don't know if we agree on what's worse. So, what is it that's worse?
Like the tsunamis and the earthquakes.
Okay, this is something that a lot of people tend to believe, that natural disasters are becoming more disastrous over time. I don't know if I'm on board with that particular theory, but is that your only concern, just natural disasters?
No.
Okay, give me another one.
I also have a problem with political disasters.
Like what?
There's a lot of those.
Give me one example, Marianne, and then we got to let you go. Because there's too much dinner.
I don't trust any of them.
I am with you 100%. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That is wisdom.
I'm enlightened.
No, I'm serious. If you think I'm not being serious, I'm totally serious. She's on to something there.
I don't trust anyone either.
That the world is...
Oh, I don't know about the whole natural disaster thing, but not trusting the politicians?
Well, sure.
I mean, that's common sense. Thank you for that call, Marianne. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So here's a story out of South Korea. A story from FoxNews.com. Google's executive chairman is preparing to travel to one of the last frontiers of cyberspace, North Korea. Eric Schmidt will be traveling to North Korea on a private humanitarian mission led by former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson that could take place as early as this month, according to...
Bill Richardson's running for president. Go ahead.
...telling the Associated Press on Wednesday. The sources, two people familiar with the group's plans, asked not to be named because the visit had not been made public. Well, apparently now it has. The trip would be the first by a top executive from a U.S.-based Google, the world's largest internet search provider, to a country considered to have the most restrictive internet policies on the planet. North Korea is in the midst of what leader Kim Jong-un, leader is an interesting way to put that, I would call him a, you know, madman, dictator.
He hasn't demonstrated nearly the madness.
He hasn't proven to be a madman like his dad.
I think I saw a headline quote where it's like, you know, North Korea, like a picture of him, Kim Jong-un, and says North Korea wants to get along with South Korea.
Called a modern-day industrial revolution, this is what Kim Jong-un called it, in a New Year's Day speech to the nation Monday. He's pushing science and technology as a path to economic development. Now, if you recall from discussing this guy's appointment after his father died, he did go to school in, I think it was Germany, or somewhere in Europe. So
Western place.
Right. He was educated somewhere where they have computers and technology and things like that.
Yeah, he's probably sick of dial-up, which is the only thing you can get in North Korea, right?
Not cut off from you know, the rest of the world as he would be had he were educated in North Korea. So he's pushing science and technology as a path to economic development for the impoverished country, aiming for computers in every school and digitized machinery in every factory.
Now, he doesn't say computers for every student.
No, just in every school.
He says computers, I guess that's two, in every school.
In a closet, in the basement.
However, giving citizens open access to the Internet has not been part of the regime's strategy. While some North Koreans can access a domestic intranet service, very few have clearance to freely surf the World Wide Web. And if you ever have looked for news from North Korea, it's from the official state news headquarters, and their website looks like it was made in 1997. So that's about all that you can get. That's pretty much the only website from North Korea is the North Korean news service, basically. I forget what its actual name is, but that's the essence of what it is. It was not immediately clear who Schmidt and Richardson expect to meet in North Korea, a country that does not have diplomatic relations with the United States. North Korea has almost no business with companies in the U.S., which has banned the import of North Korean-made goods. Now, I'd like to point out...
They make goods in North Korea?
Well, usually, sure. I don't know how many of them are exported from North Korea, because they're just so poor that I presume most of the goods are consumed within the country. But
fertilizer made from the bodies of starved people?
Yeah, I don't think that the North Korean-made goods are going to anywhere near rival the goods made in nearby China. But this is a big problem. I'd just like to take away from a moment for the discussion about internet in North Korea and talk about exporting from North Korea and importing into the United States. Banning doing business with Cuba and North Korea is really problematic. And it's problematic from the perspective of, one, you don't get to have people in this country build business relationships
right
with people in the other country, which means that there are, you know, walls are built, they are not broken down.
Sure.
They're not,
money doesn't cross borders, troops will.
Right. If people are doing business with folks in North Korea or Cuba, it means there's communication happening, that they, you know, each person scratches each other's back, each side is benefiting from one, you know, because the people buying the products want the products more than they want the money, and the North Koreans want the money more than they want the products, so it's a mutually beneficial agreement. Why should anyone in a so-called free country be prohibited from doing business with people in another country that is not free? I mean, the suggestion is that by putting these sanctions or restrictions on who can do business with whom around the world in these supposedly despotic places like North Korea and Cuba, the suggestion is that that'll somehow shape them up. If they can't do business with the people in America, then those governments will become nicer and
What they fail to see is that the people in the government don't suffer. I mean, you know, they're doing just fine there. The people in the military regime and Kim Jong-un are doing just fine. If they want if they want some pretty peasant girl that they saw, they can have her. If they want, you know, gold-plated or, you know, gold faucet fixtures, they can have them. They can have whatever they want.
One of the national treasures in North Korea that everyone who visits is taken to see is the museum that is dedicated to all the gifts that Kim Jong-il and his father and Kim Jong-un now are given, ostensibly by dignitaries from other governments all around the world. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But, you know, if you go and visit North Korea, one of the things that you are taken to see is all of the gifts given to the North Korean leader, the dear leader, because he's so magnanimous.
This is so creepy to me.
It's so great. They have a whole shrine of all of his gifts that he's been given over the years. 855-450-FREE. But if you don't let these folks in these countries do business with the United States, with people in the U.S., that just makes the U.S. look like the bad guy. It makes us, you know, the people here look, you know, bad because we're not doing business with them when they might want to do business with us. They could use the money. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. airwaves here. Do it toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com features, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're trying to get a hold of some precious metals, be it gold or silver, or actually they have all platinum, all different kinds of precious metals they have over at gold.freetalklive.com. Now, we've got some specific coins and pieces listed right there on the website. The Canadian maple leaf gold coin, British sovereigns, all kinds of modern commemorative $5 gold coins, French francs, even a survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes. By the way, I'm really fond of the survival bag of mercury dimes because,
yes,
well, these are pieces that everybody understands what they are. And
I don't know if everyone understands that.
I think lots of people understand what they are.
You're talking about the silver dimes pre-1964, right?
Yep. No. These are mercury dimes.
I'm sorry. I thought the survival bag just has pre-1964.
This is
dimes.
A specific survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes.
Oh, okay.
And they look different than an Eisenhower dime.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so you don't have to do any education with them. They already have that kind of numismatic feel to them.
Yep.
And you can do trading with them. They're in a good denomination that you can do trading and buying and selling with. So if you're into the idea of doing buying and selling with silver, and say undermining the establishment's Federal Reserve Central Bank, you know, go there to gold.freetalklive.com and get that. But you can also call in. The telephone number's right there on the website. And it's mention Free Talk Live, and there'll be all kinds of different medals that you can get to things that aren't listed on the website. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Great place to get gold and silver. That's where I get mine.
Yep.
855-453. That's the toll-free number. Google Eric Schmidt, who is one of their, he's the executive chairman for Google, is going to be traveling to North Korea, and the purpose of the trip is apparently to somehow pitch him on having internet. According to the story here over at FoxNews.com, North Korea is in the midst of what Kim Jong-un called a modern-day industrial revolution. In a New Year's Day speech to the nation Monday, he's pushing science and technology as a path to economic development. Unfortunately, the United States has banned the import of North Korean-made goods, which, as we were pointing out previously, means that people in North Korea, makes it even easier for the government there to paint the United States as the bad guy. And when you're touring North Korea, and I only know this because I've seen videos about it, not too many people have gone to actually do this, so you kind of have to trust people's experience.
Sure.
And when you tour North Korea, they take you on a tour of some of their history, what they claim is their history. And a lot of that has to do with the evil imperialist United States government that has for years been attacking the North Koreans, and that the great, you know, the dear leader has been
holding
them
off.
He's been holding steady.
With nothing
but
a
They have
tree
this
branch.
Really crappy submarine that once upon a time they captured or something like that from the United States, and they've got this story surrounding it. I'm sorry if I don't remember the exact details of this, but basically it makes North Korea, the story that is told the people of North Korea and the visitors to North Korea, is that Kim Jong-il and his father have been protecting the North Korean people from the consistent attacks from the U.S. government. In fact, when the power goes out at night,
they say it was the U.S. government.
They say it was the U.S. government.
Oh,
that was attacking North Korea's power grid.
And when you have a central news agency like this and people don't have access to the internet, what are they supposed to believe?
Now, the reality, of course, is likely that their power system is so antiquated and crappy, and because they're, you know, government-run everything.
Are you saying you don't believe the United States government's attacking them?
You know, I'm the first person to question the U.S.
yes,
government.
Yes, you are. I have finally found the bottom of Ian's well of hate for the government. He does not believe, in fact, the United States government is cutting off the power to North Korea.
No, I don't believe that one. I think that the obvious answer is the one that's the plausible answer is the one that's most obvious, and that is that central planning fails and that central planned power grids really stink. And that's the reason why they can't provide power to people. And that's why they have multiple outages every single week, as I understand it, in North Korea. And, of course, the U.S. government gets the blame. But the U.S. government, to some extent, has dug its own grave over there. Because they are an imperial. I mean, like, there's some things that North Korea is right about when they make these claims to their people. The U.S. government is an imperialist agency. They are attempting to rule the world in a lot of ways.
There are enough stories of, interventions from the CIA and black ops that, all you have to do is list 36 of these stories and then tack one lie on the end, and your lie is going to look like the truth.
So the U.S. government has put itself in this position where it's easy for them to look bad because they actually are imperialistic and because they actually do ban people from doing business with North Korea, because that would be how they would be able to get around. If the U.S. government would allow people to do business in North Korea and people did business with folks in North Korea, they'd be communicating. They would be telling them, what do you mean the government's bombing you at night? That's not true. Right. There's nothing like that going on. Communication would wipe away a lot of the myths that have been created. Anyway, Google now has offices in more than 40 countries, including all three of North Korea's neighbors, Russia, South Korea, and China. And another, of course, China is another country for having criticized for systematic internet censorship. After being accused of complying with China's strict internet regulations known as the Great Firewall of China, Google pulled its search business from the world's largest internet market in 2010 by redirecting traffic from mainland China to Hong Kong. The company maintains other businesses in China, but a recent transparency report shows Google's services there sporadically are blocked. Since stepping aside as CEO, Schmidt has served as Google's executive chairman, largely responsible for the company's external relationships with policymakers, business partners, and governments around the world. So we don't know with whom he'll be speaking when he goes to North Korea, but the fact that someone from Google is going to tour North Korea, presumably will meet with someone there. We don't know who it is. It's all totally up to speculation.
I wonder how you get to North Korea. Do you have to go through China?
You can go that way.
Or are they going to let you through that fence thing in South Korea? Because as I understand it, that 39th parallel or whatever it is. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
good question. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to go through that area.
Maybe there's a bunch of paperwork you can do.
Soldiers on both sides, trigger happy and ready to go.
If you know more, by all means, feel free to call us up. Let us know what you think. Zach, by the way, is in Missouri, and you're listening on XM Satellite Radio to America's Talk. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a question. I don't know if you guys know much about it, but background here, my job is screwing me over pretty good.
Okay.
Apparently, they believe that I get to work for free, and they get all the money. And I'm kind of wondering, they owe me about $15,000 now.
Oh, boy.
And I'm kind of wondering, is it worth it for me to go and get a lawyer and go to town with these guys? Because it's a trucking company, and they make hundreds of millions of dollars every year, and I don't know if it's really worth it.
That's a good question.
Well, at the very least, I'd talk to an attorney.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to have a conversation. Depends on what the attorney's going to charge and, what they feel they can get out of this. So, stand by. We can talk a little bit more about that in a moment if you'd like. Zach, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, plus North Korea, more about what's going on over there. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. You take control.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, 1-855-450-FREE tonight. It's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Inviting you over to the website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features, news updates included. We will send you an email or Facebook or Twitter. You can find us there, too. You can get all this information in whatever way you determine best over at news.freetalklive.com. So maybe you want to get the emails. Maybe you prefer Facebook or Twitter. Any option. All of them are free. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for whatever your preference is. That's news.freetalklive.com. And we go back to Zach listening in Missouri via XM's America's Talk. Now, Zach, you're a truck professional driver. And
yes.
You say that the company, one of the companies with which you deal, has they owe you $15,000. Your question was, is it worth it to get an attorney to go after these guys? And, you know, the initial response from us was, well, we don't know. You should probably talk to an attorney. Most of them will consult with you for free about these matters because they want to know if they can make money on the deal. And if they don't think they can,
they're sniffing around.
They'll usually tell you. Sometimes they'll tell you that it might work, and if you just give them $5,000, that they'll do their best. I would walk away from that deal.
Yeah, and the one thing is you want to make sure if you're going to talk to it, is you shouldn't talk to an attorney. You should talk to three.
A few of them. Yeah.
Because you know after you go in and see one, usually you feel so dejected that you don't go and see the other two, but you really should, talk to three and see what each of them says.
And I'm curious, Zach, can you tell us more? How is it that, I don't know much about how the professional driving business works. So how does one get to the point of having been owed $15,000?
I mean, sounds like one trip to me.
You'd think that at some point, somebody would say, well, this has gone too far. Is it really, can you really make 15 grand on one trip? That seems unbelievable.
Well, it's a collective, this is over, I would say, probably like the last month. I don't really know exactly how to explain it. There's different rates, I guess you could say. And as an owner-operator, I make more than what a company driver would.
Right.
And
you have your own truck.
Yes, sir. And they just haven't really been paying me for various different items. And then whenever I go and ask them about it, they say that there will be no back pay. So the problem here is that I really do like working for this company. When I'm getting paid, I'm making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go and get an attorney and sue these guys, I believe I won't be working for them anymore.
That's probably true.
Exactly.
So let me see if I understand. So you finish a route and you collect whatever kind of check that you're getting. They're paying you something. They're paying you a decent amount, enough to live on, but they're stiffing you on certain items that you should be reimbursed for, like what? Like gasoline? Or what are they reimbursing you for? What sort of stuff?
I think they use diesel fuel.
The problem here is, it's not that they're not paying me. They're paying me, but they're not paying me the full amount. And over time, that adds up.
Right.
Yeah.
Say I'm going from Oklahoma City down to Dallas, Texas, with 205 miles.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to pay me for 170 of that. But as an owner-operator, I could charge them for the full 205 miles. That little tiny amount, that 25 miles or whatnot, that they're not paying me, that adds up to be $40 to $50.
Do they have an excuse that are they docking you for something? What's their, have you confronted them at all?
They say that's just how the trucking industry works. That's how the entire trucking industry just works.
But do you know different? I mean.
Well.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't really, my uncle says that he makes a lot of money doing it, and they pay him for all the direct miles that he drives, and he's the owner-operator, and he charges them for every single mile that he drives.
It really depends on the company that you're working for, in my experience in the trucking industry.
Well, how does he do it? I mean, if he claims he's getting every single mile he drives...
Is it the same company?
Yeah.
My company is. His isn't. He has, eight people that he works with, and he does oil field stuff.
I'm sorry. I thought you said it was the same company. Okay. So have you talked to any other drivers who are working for your company?
Mostly everyone that works in my company is not an owner-operator. They're a company driver. There's not very many full-owned owner-operators that work with my company. That's kind of the problem.
Yeah, I see the difficulty here. So you're basically getting, what would you say, like 75% of what you think you should be getting?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, so they're cutting some money out of every single paycheck consistently across the board. It's putting you behind the ball by $15,000. You're absolutely right that if you bring litigation, you're going to be done with this company. So basically, you've taken a pay cut without ever really having any kind of contractual consent. Is there a contract? I mean, is there something you can point to in a contract and say, this is a violation? I mean,
there's company policies and what they state that they'll pay for certain things, but the contract that I have is a truck payment. So
sure.
If I go and do all this lawyer or whatever stuff and I go and get fired from this job, well, now I got an $800 truck payment every week that I can't pay.
Weekly.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
No.
This is a tough situation. I mean, you've got a job you like working for the company, but they're screwing you out of what you believe you're contracted to receive. If you litigate, you're not going to receive anything after that point, because then you're going to be out on the street. So what do you do?
I think you've either got
exactly my dilemma.
Yeah, you've either got to go to a lawyer or suck it up.
Or put up and shut up,
yeah.
Right?
That's or start fudging the miles somehow. Do they check your odometer? Do they check the odometer and look and see how many miles you've gone? Do they verify that information?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but see, the way that they pay is is they pay on air miles. And, you know, the way I was raised, trucks don't fly. So I don't really see exactly how I get paid air miles when I drive.
You're saying they draw a line from one point to another on a map and they don't consider the actual roads?
Exactly.
Wow.
Now, this road that I'm on right now, US 63, it bends all back and forth.
Right.
They just put a straight line straight through it, and that's what you get paid for.
Is that industry standard? Is that industry standard?
Apparently so. Everybody nationwide gets paid for direct. I guess, like, the shortest route that you could possibly take. They say that they pay for all
practical routes. I'd love to hear other people comment on this.
Yeah, I would be interested in hearing that, too, because this is the first time I've heard of that.
Zach, thanks for the call. You know, we're going to put it out there. Unfortunately, on XM, we're delayed by 2 hours, so the other drivers that are listening to this program aren't going to hear this conversation until 2 hours from now, but that doesn't mean they can't call in tomorrow night. Now, of course, XM airs our show beginning on the weeknights. It airs our show beginning in our second hour. So if you're a driver and you've got some suggestions for Zach, you want to call in tomorrow night, call us at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and you'll get on the air, and then maybe Zach, you'll be able to listen in. Otherwise, you know, is there a way that maybe folks could reach out to you in the business? Is there I know there's trucker forums and things like that online. Is there a good way for other drivers to maybe reach out with some expertise?
No, not really. I mean, I would like to put my information out there.
Okay. Yeah, I figured I'd give you the opportunity. Maybe if you've got a Facebook profile, you could drop into our Facebook page and say hi and, hey, I'm Zach from the call, if that's something you feel comfortable with. Otherwise, we'll just put it out there, and if folks want to respond with their experience and deal, because I'm sure, you know, in the history of all the drivers in the country and all the various different trucking companies, someone must have run into this. Somebody must have been there must have been some other company screwing people over in this way, and drivers have probably dealt with this before. So we'll put it out there. And, Zach, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And let us know, will you, what you end up doing?
All righty. Well,
thanks for the call, man. Good luck. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think he's probably going to end up having to put up and shut up unless he can find a better gig.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else he can do in that circumstance, but it really just seems unfair. It's not like a company doesn't know that trucks generally use interstates and how far it is on the interstate. I mean, you know, Google Maps will let you know how far it is on the interstate from point A to point B. You don't need to use air miles. It seems ridiculous.
I'm shocked by that.
Well, it's not necessarily the company either, because you're dealing with the Department of Transportation and interstate hauling regulations, and so there are all sorts of things, minuscule things that can throw you.
All right, drivers, if you have any comments, you're certainly welcome to dial in here at 855-453. And if you're hearing this on the night of the 2nd and you want to give Zach your thoughts, you can always call in on the night of the 3rd when we're live at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. That's when you'll hear us on XM 2 hours later. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And lots of features on our website. We give them away if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live. Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is, hey, we're not a big company, big corporation kind of show. We don't have a multi-million dollar marketing budget. Our marketing budget is what you send us, basically. I mean, it's a $5 a month program, amp.freetalklive.com.
Every other show out there has its little Mouseketeer club that you can join, and Free Talk Live's got one, too. The difference is that we give away all the things they ask, they want you to pay for, and we, you know, we have a couple of little perks for our Mouseketeer club. But it's mostly voluntary, and we don't keep the money. We don't spend it on, you know, making a living or anything like that. No. We only use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So it is intended to be a program not for necessarily people who want to listen to something special, but for people who want to support the ideas of freedom and get them in more ears.
Right. If you like the fact that this show's on over 100 radio stations from coast to coast, AM and FM, plus XM satellite radio, and all the other, you know, internet venues that we're heard on. If you like the fact that we're heard in so many different places on the radio, this can help make more of that happen. It will help make more of that happen. The reason why we're on over 100 stations today is directly tied into the Free Talk Live AMP program. It allows us to go to industry conventions that we otherwise wouldn't really be able to afford to go to. I mean, we probably spend at least a couple $1,000s a year. Let's see, I would say a couple thousand per convention. Maybe a little less on the New York one because we can drive to that one.
Yeah.
But I'd say at least $3,000 to $4,000 a year we spend on conventions alone. And that's a big deal because it makes, you know, makes it so we can connect with the big wigs in radio and be seen by the who's who, that sort of thing. We've bought satellite hardware for radio stations to get them on the air because some stations, like our, one of our newest stations out in St. George, Utah, KZNU, they didn't have the satellite hardware they needed.
Or some hardware.
Longtime station, WEGP in Presque Isle. They had a situation where their existing satellite receiver that we did not provide to them, another network did, got yanked from them.
Really?
So they called me up. The owner, station owner called me up, said, Ian, can you help me out? And I said, of course. So, you know, I took my satellite receiver that I'd had stored down in the basement here at the studios. Just, you know, you never know when you're going
to
need one.
It's kind of handy to have one of those kicking around, huh?
Yep. So I walked out to the, you know, went down to the mailbox here in town, shipped it out. So that's what we can do when we have the funding to do it, and it doesn't take a whole lot of funding. Like I said, $5 a month is all we ask for, and you get perks too, like the access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, and more. The Amp Only podcast, which does not have the podcast commercials that our regular podcast does. So we try to sweeten the deal a little bit, but ultimately this is an activist project. I mean, the getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations is something that no other. There's a lot of great liberty-oriented shows out there, but none of them have the chance to succeed commercially at this time that Free Talk Live does.
Yeah.
I would like to see that change. I really would. I don't want to be the only liberty show in national radio, and I know that Brian Wilson, who was the former program director of WSBD in Toledo, who is one of our, that station is one of our affiliates. Brian was unfortunately pink slipped by Clear Channel recently. He has gone on to try to form his own network, which, you know, he's pitching to the Liberty community as something that could be a big, you know, big network to put shows like Lou Rockwell on national radio stations. That's a big project. I know how big of a project that is because I've looked into the costs that it will take. And I have a feeling that Brian probably knows people with more money. Like, I don't know those people. Otherwise, I'd be on the phone with them. Or, Mark, you'd be on the phone with them trying to pitch them to, you know, be an advertising sponsor on this program. And I hope he gets it off the ground. I really do. I want to see the best for that. I want to see more liberty-oriented shows getting on more radio stations because I know that even though we're the only one out there, we're still not right for every station. There's still some stations that, hey, you guys are too young. You know, you're not right for our audience.
Right.
But, you know, somebody who's...
Not enough gray hairs.
Yeah, somebody who is gray-haired might be, more applicable.
Get on
a station like that.
That's true.
But
I'm
not
working on it.
We're not there yet. We're not there
working
yet.
With you.
And we're not even close to being there yet to the point where there's someone else who's our competitor. And that's just the way it is. So if you want to support the only liberty-oriented show on the radio waves in the entire country, nationally... There may be a local host here and there that's got the principles, but not nationally. If you want to help us out, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. North Korea looking to host Google, apparently. It's not known what the purpose is of the executive, Eric Schmidt. He is the executive chairman for Google. He's going to be going over his job as executive chairman is to interface with policymakers, to deal with politicians, basically. So presumably he'll be meeting some sort of important types over in North Korea. And according to the story, at the very end of the story, they mentioned that last year a group of North Koreans apparently paid a visit to Google at their headquarters in Mountain View, California.
Huh.
Which, that was news to me. I didn't know that.
Can you imagine leaving North Korea and going back?
No.
No. Right.
Especially once you go to Google. You know, I can't even imagine what the Google headquarters are like. I mean, how cool is it? You've got air hockey.
Cool.
Everything. Great. Everything you could ever possibly want.
Google pays its employees to do their own projects, too. Don't they?
Like 20% of their time. I don't know if they're still doing it, but
I understand
have some really great projects that are going on, and I bet that they're because of what the employees have been doing sort of in their free time. I can call it free time, but, you know, flex time or whatever it is.
Of course, we were just talking last night about how Google has now hired Ray Kurzweil, which is huge news and bodes very well for the future of transhumanism. But interesting, yeah, like that's a great point. If you were a North Korean and you had the chance to run the hell away, and you were actually on American soil at that point, you know the guys that you're with weren't allowed to bring their firearms on the airplane, right? So it's not like they're standing there holding machine guns guarding you at Google. It would just be a matter of, I have to go to the bathroom. And then, you know, get out of there, right?
Asylum!
Right, or just start running. What are they going to do?
Right.
What are they going to do? So they really must have sent the military. These are probably... Kim Jong-un's boys.
They're people that, you know, the military is, it's basically a military junta there. They, you know, those are the people that have, they must be sending people who have it pretty nice. I mean,
yeah.
There've got to be a 1% or less of the population that lives in some level of opulence, which mm-hmm. probably passes as upper middle class around here, or maybe a bit better. You know,
and they're the ones with a DVD player.
Yeah, I don't know what they've got, and I don't know what their life's like.
It would be interesting to find that out.
I bet they have the internet and you know, those kind of things. And you know, I could care less about some kind of gold-plated toilet bowl. It doesn't matter to me. I don't think that's going to make the bowel movement any better or worse. But
I think you're missing out, Mark.
It could be. I don't know.
You haven't lived until you experience a bidet.
Well, I have experienced that. I've been to hotels.
Oh, well, okay. Then you're saying really not a gold-plated toilet seat for you?
No, that doesn't matter to me.
I hope good things come out of this. I mean, there's more to the story, but it more talks about some of the other things going on with North Korea imprisoning someone. Apparently, there's an American detained in North Korea has been there for the past 4 years. So,
oh, boy.
There's some stuff like that going on over there. North Korea is certainly a terrible, scary place, but if they could get internet access, that would be pretty amazing. And I don't know how restricted it would end up being.
It would have to be
very, very restricted. But then giving someone internet access means things become possible. Because as you know, Gene the Christian Anarchist pointed out, he goes to China regularly, and he uses a VPN connection to access websites mm-hmm. that are banned through Chinese internet connections. Now, he did point out that the Chinese government is attempting to detect and shut down VPN connections, mm-hmm. but they're still it's still possible, right? Like, as long as you've got that internet connection, as long as the outer world is there to some extent, it will be possible for the people in North Korea to access information that they've never had the chance to comprehend or access before. And that will be an amazing shift for them if this is allowed. We're totally speculating on what's going to come out of this visit from the Google executive. For all we know, they're going to capture him and put him in a prison cell. But
well, it's going to be one of those situations like it was with China to some extent, is they're going to say, okay, we want the internet, but we only want the internet that we want.
Yeah.
And, you know, Google's going to say, well, it's kind of against our policy, but we do want your people to have more education and
correct.
More freedom, so I guess that's what we're going to have to do.
Of course, you actually have to have power in order to have the internet, so that could be an issue for a lot of homes North Korea.
You have to be able to afford a computer, and eating can be a problem in North Korea.
Yeah.
So there are some
issues here. But if people can, you know, still access them at whatever sort of public locations, libraries or schools, it will definitely be a step in the right direction, and I guess those things should be celebrated. But then again, we're completely speculating. We have no idea what's going to come out of this. If we hear about it, though, we'll certainly let you know, because I find this place to be absolutely fascinating in a train wreck sort of manner, and I do wish them the best. See you tomorrow night.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.